for those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the age of consent. Of course, I'm Blessing Zulu, and it's Wednesday, October 21st, 2015.
And I'm Kip Stube.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 Mtomoe frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com or www.voashona.com or end www.voandebele.com.
In terms of Section 70 of the Criminal Codification Law in the Reform Act, the challenge that you raise is that if one raises a law for sexual intercourse with a young person, this only one can stand the crime of having sexual intercourse with a young person. But if that girl is near the age of 12, then all of the legal provision was that such a person is incapable
of giving consent.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the age of consent.
The House of Assembly has agreed to push the age of consent from 12 to 16, though some legislators wanted to push it to 18 years.
Women's rights groups are hailing the development as a positive step to protect the rights of the girl child. In Zimbabwe, 4% of the girls marry by the age of 15 and 30% by the age of 18. And this is according to the United Nations.
To join the discussion, phone us directly right now at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. And those with WhatsApp, you can send us a message right now. The number is 001-202-465-0318. Yeah, unjalo.
Onguka hama dzadiwa nasi tida kuti tinge tichitarisa nezve nyaya yemutemo uyo usina kunyatso jeka kana zvichitaurwa nevamwe munyika omo wekuti mwana anokwanisa kutanga kuita zvepabonde asvika makore mangani pari zvino makore gumi nemaviri ndokunge mwana abvuma asi vamwe vari kuti zvinofanira kuti zvinge zvichiwedzerwa kusvika pamakore gumi nematanhatu kana kuti 16 years kunyange hazvo vamwe vanga vachida kuti mwana anzi pamutemo ave kukwanisa kuita zvepabondo nemunhu kana asvika iye makore 18 years. Mutemo uri kuda kuti unyatsojekeswa kuti zvinofamba sei, asi muZimbabwe mune dambudziko guru rekuti vana vazhinji vari kuroorwa vasati vasvika zera. Nekudaro ndo zviri kupa kuti vamwe zvikuru sei mudare reparamende nevamwewo vanorwira kodzero dzemwanasikana vati aiwa mutemo ngauvandudzwe. Gibbs.
Yebo kambe zuruvandava lingatora njani khonapo lapelikhona tinangapa isiyaphila sibili lo Blessing. Ye, lamhlanje sixoxa ngodaba lokuthi kambe umntwana engahamba eleminyaka emingaki esiya emacansini. Sizwile ke ukuthi edale leparlamente bekukhulunywa ngodaba lolu lapho kuvumelwane khona ukuthi umuntu ngangcono aye emacansini nxa sele eminyaka eyi-16 lokho kutsho ukuthi phela ijumi lesithupha siyakwazi ukuthi kathesi-ke nxa umntwana ele-12 years kumbe ngithi ijumi lambili uyenelisa ukuthi akwenze khonokho kumele akwenze kodwa-ke kumana kuhluphe nxa ukuthi umntwana engavumanga so kungathiwa umntwana uvumile so umuntu wangkhona kayi entolongweni uyathiwa hhayi livumelene yikho khonokho sizwile njalo ukuthi amalunga edala lephalamende dinga kakhulu ukuthi khonokho umthetho wangkhona uhanjiswe kube yi-18 years ukuthi umuntu nxa sele 18 years phela uyabe sebona akwenzayo kodwa khanyazana uhulumende wathi hhayi asifakeni ke ku-16 khonapho siyakwazi ukuthi-ke kunomthetho we-criminal law codification act okubeka sobala sibili khonokho ukuthi umntwana ole-12 years kumbe le-16 nxa ukuthi engavumanga yijele sibile nzima engavuma bathupha ngungathwane sizwile-ke abakhankasela ukuthi kungenzakali lokhu bezondile sibile sithi hhayi kumele kutshintshwe ngoba umntwana ngumntwana nxa ulama-12 years kambe wazini ngezemacansini so ukuthi sixoxelani khona manje zulu nasinombolo 001-202-619-2077 asisebenzi futhi
I think we have our first guest, Gibbs, that is Honorable Priscilla Misi Airambwe Mushonga, a member of the MDC. Honorable Misi Airambwe Mushonga, good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
We are doing fine, thank you. The phone has a bit of a delay, Gibbs.
Yes, we can hear you. So we are told that the phone has got a bit of a delay. So if we pose a question, the question will be coming. So you can be a little bit patient, Honorable. So the first question is, tell us a bit about what is going on in terms of this kind of law that you're trying to craft concerning the legal age of consent.
We have been debating in Parliament for the past 2 weeks what is being called the General Laws Amendment Bill. Basically, what the General Laws is it seeks to bring alignment of a number of current acts to the Constitution. And we therefore came to a clause which was not necessarily talking about the issue of the age of consent, but was talking about what we would call criminal liability, which is that if children who are between the ages of 12 to 16 are engaged in some kind of indecent act or are engaged in sexual intercourse, they should not necessarily be charged, neither of them should be charged for an indecent act or for having sexual intercourse, unlawful sexual intercourse. We then suggested that instead of just dealing with that particular clause, we use that opportunity to deal with the issue that has been very topical in Zimbabwe, which is the issue about the age of consent.
Mm-hmm.
And let me explain here because a lot of people seem to be confused about it.
Mm-hmm.
Formally, at a very superficial level, the age of consent is 16 years in Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. However, because there have been a number of case issues that have been brought to court,
mm-hmm.
courts and judges have had the latitude to sometimes define age of consent as low as 12.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, because they've done so, effectively, the age of consent has been reduced from 16 to 12 years, which is why we keep talking about having raised the age of consent from 12 to 16. Because what would happen is a man would have sexual intercourse with a 12-year-old and still be able to argue in court that for some reason this child must have given consent. And therefore you'd see that the kind of they would be charged with ridiculous things like community service and things like that. So what we sought to do was to make sure that we deal with this issue and we make it very clear that if you do have sex with a child that is under, we're pushing under 18 then because we wanted it to be in alignment with the definition of children as defined in our constitution.
Mm-hmm.
But we lost that battle. We were then able to compromise and say, okay, let's go on to 16 and make sure that it's effectively 16 so that if you have sex with a minor who is 16, it's clear rape. So, you know, there is no debate, there is no argument about anything else. You don't go and pretend that you could marry this child customarily, which is what a lot of men would mean, that they talk to the family of the girl and say, oh, you know, I'm going to marry her. And therefore, that's why you would have a lot of this child marriage going around. And they could try to justify that whatever is this an act of sexual intercourse that they've had with this child is basically something to which they consented to. So we are hoping that we will still be able to push and to argue for 18, but for now we're able to get 16.
Tinotenda. Tirauti mudzokorere zvamataura muchidimbo asi muchitaura kutanga neshona. Mozopinda muchidimbo zvakare neNdebele.
Zvanga zvichiitika ndezvekutiwo mazuva apera aya tatichitaura nezvemutemo unoedza kuda kugadzirisa kuenzanisa mitemo yatinei zvinenge zviri mubumbiriro remutemo guru constitution. Saka takasvika patatichida kutaura nenyaya yekuti hurumende inga ida kuedza kutaura nesu nezvekuti kana vana vese vari pakati pe12 ne16 vakasangana pabonde hakana wavo anofanira kunge achitombeswa. Ndichazozvitaurawo zvangu mezuva netarigiri haizivo nguva yekutitaura naizvozvo. Takabva tazovakumbira tikati aiwa ngatibve tataura nenyaya yekunetsa iye zvino yekuti vanhu muzimbabwe vanga vachichema-chema nenyaya yekuti zviri kubvumirwa sei kuti munhu aende anosangana pabonde nemwana ane 12 years. Zvonzi mwana uyu anogona kunge akabvumirwa kuti zvinge zvichitika. Ndozviziva kuti pamutemo vanhu vazhinji vari kutadza kunzwisisa kuti zvinorevei. Ukatarisa mutemo wo pano unoti mwana anokwanisa chete kubvuma kuti aende pabonde nemunhu kana ane makore 16. Asi zvanga zvichiitika ndezvekuti kana vanhu vakaenda kumatare, matare anokwanisa kubvumira munhu kuti akumbire dare kana kuti audze dare kuti uyu mwana uyu anga abvuma. Zvichiva ndizvo zvazvanga zvakutiwa nevatongi vematare vachibvuma. Zvatinazvo izvozvi tichitaura nemuzimbabwe ndezvekuti mwana ane 12 years angahenzi abvumira kuti aende pabonde. Saka takaita mutemo wokuti zvisatombofa zvakaitika izvozvo. Kana wasangana nemwana ane 16 years unenge uchibva wangoendeswa kujere uchinzi wabata nemumhosva yechibharo. Takatida makore 18 zvinova ndizvo zviri muconstitution kuti zvinonzi mwana kuti anzi mwana ane makore 18. Takai hatina kukwanisa kuiona hondo iyi asi takatoona zviri nani kuti tibvusimudzira kubva ku12 kusvika ku16 asi ticharamba tingorwa nehondo iyoyi kuti tione kuti ingasvike here pa18 nekuti hatizivedu chiri kurwadziwa kuti mwana ane 16 angazi mwana anokwanisa kubvuma kuti hongu ndiza kuenda pabonde.
Ye uipinde futi ngesintu mama ngamafichani 7.
Besikhuluma ngodaba lona lento lokuthi umthetho kathesi nxa kuyukuthi uyabe ukhanyele ukhanye ngazathi uvumela ukuthi umuntu la nxa umthetho obubhaliwe ukuthi hhayi umntwana kuphela ole-16 years nguye ongathiwa khona uyakwanisa ukuthi avume ukuthi aye ecansini lomuntu. Kodwa-ke besikubona ukuthi nxa abantu besiya kumadane ngani bebekwanisa ukuthi bancenge kumbe bakhulume lamajaji ukuthi hhayi mina ngikhulume lo mntwana lowo wavuma. Kwesinye isikhathi bakhulume lezihlobo ezomntwana yena lowo babesebelobonana ukuba athi khona yimlobolile kathi ulobole umntwana omncane. Siyenze umthetho lowo ukuthi vele lokhu kungayenzakali ungavele uthinte nje umntwana oneminyaka engu-16 uhambelayo ecasini usuhambe ejele kuthiwa vele umbambe iganyapho. Besifuna ukuthi kube yi-18 years ngoba lokho sicabanga ukuthi umntwana ole-18 years ole-16 yabe emncane siye sibekile ukuthi sikwanise ukuthi sile impilo naleyo kodwa sibone kungcono khonokho ukuthi sisukumise isikhathi sangikhona ukuthi umntwana nxaye le-12 years kungavunyelwa atleast sikubone nxa sele-16 asithabanga ngakho khonokho kodwa kungcono sikubone kungcono ukuthi sike sithi thutha iminyaka yangikhona sibe sesizama-ke ukube silokhu sikhuluma nokuthi lapho abantu belokho bekhuluma bekhala ngakho engxenye leminyanga singafika lapho ukuthi uhulumende yangezwa sibile ukuthi hhatshi umntwana le-16 lokho elilisani kuncane kakhulu.
Ye siyakuza kakhulu honorable sicela ubambe khonapho ungayikhatshana.
Tine mumwe muteereri Gibbs vamaonde makadii kugogwe
awa kugogwe tinotimba chaizvo zvikuru
Nyaya iri mudariro mainzwa iyi tiri kutaura nenyaya yekuti vedare reparamende vari kudaiwo kuti vatongi vematare vasatiwo mwana kana aine makore gumi nemaviri akwanise kunzi anokwanisa kuita zvepabonde vachida kuti panoda kuti pasimbiswe
panonzwisika zvikuru chaizvo ziri kutaura naye misi here hamuzvizvozvizvo zvechokwadi zvino tinonetsa nechekudaiwo vamunoona vanoramba vacho ava ndivo vakabva nemhosva dzacho dzose kusango kwavaiyeri ivo vanoita mitemo yoyokuti isvitise zvavanoda ivo vainge vandose kunonzi munyika mavakasvika zvamamisina vanhu ivondova kudzidzisa vanhu kusvika kuti itai zvakati ita zvakati saka vanhu ava vanonetsa uye vanopasa zvinhu zvavasingagoni kuti vazviite pangwani ivo vaparadzatika dzedu dzechivanhu ivava
asi iko kugoke munombosangana here nematambudziko aya ekuti vana vanoroorwa vasati vabva zera
zvikuru tine vana vavatidzana tetinatiri vanhu vamarudzi vakati siyane siyane asi zvezviri mutsika iyeye kuti kuzvarirwa kuita sei asi zvachinja pane zvakanga zviri kare mwana akuroogwa ati achingoroogwa asi chinonetsa nechekuti mitemo inoiswa haina sekuriti yakakwana kuvanhu sematauri anenge achiita vari kumaparamendi
saka muri kuwirirana nazvo kuti ngapagadziriswa
zvikuru chaizvo zvotofanirwa kuti mwana asvike pa18 chero 19 iye ozoroorwa nokuti zvinhu zvavari kuita zvisoo zvinhu zvino zvanyanya kuti vana kana vachikura zvezvi vashayetsika chepiri vana vacho vanozvagwa vesimba havana to vana ivava havateereri nokuti vanokurira mukusaziva
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamaonde nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
ndinotenda zvikuru chaizvo munge muchiterukawo nenguva inotevera
aiwa chirongwa ndechenyu tinokufonerai
tinotenda vakuru
of course Mr. Maonde is in rural Gokwe and they saying he supports fully the proposal was being made by Honorable Misaira Mbugi Mshonga and others, and he's saying in the community where he lives, it's still a problem. You know, there are underage marriages, and that he says is really disturbing.
I think we're joined by our second guest, and that is Miss Shelley Matundu Kapuyanyika. Good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, James. Good evening, Blessing, and good evening, everyone who's listening.
Evening. Thank you for joining us.
So tell us, how prevalent is this problem in Bulawayo in terms of, you know, some young girls being, you know, raped, and maybe some people go to court and then say, I want to marry that woman, that girl, and so forth?
It's prevalent. You can see even the media reporting that older men are raping or treating to marry young girls. I think the big problem is lies in the different laws that we have that are conflicting. That makes people want to get involved and in more especially not only in Bulawayo but in the rural communities. In the rural communities, that's where there's so much of this abuse, what I would call child abuse, really.
Yeah, nxa wakhuluma ngesintu sibili kumenjani abantu bagcina besithini abakwenzayo khonokho uyijake esindebele
abantu abaningi abakuthandi khonokho ngoba isintu zethu vele asivumi ukuthi umuntu omdala vele angena emaxamfini nomntwana omncane nakho abadala seke sixoxisane nabo bathi hhayi kulendlela kule mthetho nxa kulalabo abakwenzayo
Yes, I was as a clerk who couldn't chat a nanny who will lap out to corner what I see was really who a man you got to Kulman. So she was saying basically this issue is very prevalent in most parts of Zimbabwe. And she says, by the way, you know, when it comes to some cultures, it's not permissible that you can do that. And anyway, sleeping with young girls, I mean, it's abominable, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, let's go back to Honorable Misae Rambu Mishonga. Honorable Misae Rambu Mishonga, is there consensus in Parliament that this abnormally must be corrected?
There was consensus. Well, at face value, it seemed like there was consensus. But clearly, when some of us were pushing for 18, so that it would be aligned to the Constitution, you then found that we were not in agreement. In fact, all the MDC members clearly supported that we wanted the age of consent to be moved to 18. And the ZANU-PF members basically went with what the minister had put onto the table. And given the numbers, it was clear to us that we were not going to win that war, which is why at the end of the day we compromised to get to 16, because some of us felt it was better than the talk that we were dealing with. I think of late, I've heard from yesterday, I've been getting calls by people who basically said the same thing, to have asked for the house to be divided. So that, you know, at least the nation would know which people went out and voted that kids that, you know, 16 years, below 16 years should be presumed to have a presumption that they can consent to sex. Thankfully, she was answered. Then I would have had a clear answer. And so you don't also actually went for this law. But at the moment, it was basically I even know, and I know that on the side of the opposition bench, it was all no. And Jonathan Fiscala agreed to what has been proposed by the minister, not by some of us.
Thank you so much, Honorable. Please do stay on the line for those of you who are just joining us. Good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the age of consent. Gibbs.
To join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, good job. Murazana ndomuti kona.
Hanzi varira kunzi bora mberi timi yakabaiwa. Makadi.
Hai
watiripo. Okay. Nyaya iri mudariro mainzwa tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Pfungwa dzamungo mazandu ndinoona. Isi tinofamba munyika dzakawanda anzi. Wane tekisa irambwe. Fika dzeru dzakarafika kudhara. Fika ndozarafika apa. Kudara wale amai wedu bairoro wari mhandara hazvizve saka vakomana vauro mhanya kuti avano mhandara ndosaka zvokumudza kutsvaka kuti kutendeka ndipunzi uroro vamwangi vamwendeoro vamhandara ndiyo pano nyaya yese baba saka ngaugadzise tsika dzedu kuti dzo kuti munhu anorohwa asakakwana zvese zvinopera izvozvo
saka muri kuti nyaya yetsika dzisina kumira mushe
halo
Ndati muri kuti tsika ndo dzisina kumira dzaita mateya.
Wanatete wamasotsi vabereke wana wamasotsi anozoti mwana wake akatambanuka kumara kudhara mukomana ngasa kumira 18 years paanozochata oona chinhu chakapinda nyoka kudhara moona ndopane nyaya ipapo.
Saka
ngavakazise ipapo.
Pangagadziriswa sei?
Kugadziriswa pane kuda kukumunga zvaanofanira kupa example kuti nini munoti mbangaita zvenyama.
Ko isusuwo varume vacho hatingangoti vanasikana ka. Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma bhora mberi ku South Africa kwamuruku. Tinotenda zvikuru. Of course, his argument is that it appears that, you know, by and by, people are no longer following the dictates of their African culture, and there are these problems. So he's urging the aunties to play their role to teach the girl child. But I think it's also very important to emphasize that we should not be blaming the victims, you know, men. mostly must shoulder the blame for this, you know, because we are talking about young girls.
That's right. Yeah.
Let's we are talking about girls. Let's emphasize.
That's it. Yes. So let's hear what Honorable Ms. Arambe Mshonga says about that. Your quick reaction to what this gentleman was saying, Honorable.
Well, I think we need to be clear about what we are talking about. Mm-hmm. We are not necessarily talking about marriage right now. We are not talking about consenting to marriage. I think it is clear that in our statutes and in our constitution, it is clear that only people that have reached the age of 18 can get married. But we also know that in terms of our custom, the same custom that he's talking about, the African custom, we are seeing these girls getting into child marriage. So perhaps my quick answer would be, we should not be talking about this girl who supposedly should be perfect and well when she enters marriage. Mm-hmm. We should be talking about the traditional culture that we still hold on to, that allows for customary marriage, even if it's not registered, to take place between these kids. And in most cases, it's not even kids of the same age. It's kids who are being abused by men who are much older than they are. And what we are seeking is to protect these innocent children, because we know they are not at a stage where they can make a decision about whether it is time for them to accept or not. So I don't think the debate is about marriage. The debate is, how do you make sure that these kids don't engage in something that is truly unlawful? And we know that in most countries, if you were to have sex with children of that age, it's clear you are a pedophilia. And there's no debate about it. And I think it is this very same culture that is kind of sanitized and allowed this behavior to be accepted.
Mm-hmm. Of course, like in America, in some states, you'll be registered as a sex offender.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and definitely. You know, it will be on your record forever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that record doesn't go away. Yes.
No,
it
doesn't.
Yes. So, Slow Mnumzana Joseph Ndlovu, osecungweni kolakala eBotswana. Baba Ndlovu, kanjani?
Ngiyaphila mfowethu, njani?
Hayi, mbijana, kunjani eBotswana?
Hayi, ngapha kuthule nje, sifuna ukuthisa ukuzwe.
Yeah, usondele efonini yakho ukuthi sikuzwe kuhle.
Into njengani ngibona ngani iminyaka engu-21 ngibona ngani ingcono, ngoba vele abantwana bakhulelwa ngokungabafana, okuyikho kudala zonke badlelezela abantwana abangamankazana. Omama bayazama ukulaya abantwana, kodwa thina obaba ngibona ngani yithi esisalele emuva. Kufundisa abantwana ukuthi bangahlasela abanye, ngoba isikhathi esiningi abantwana abangabafana yibo phela abacela lezo mthando. Kube umntwana oyinkazana yena bahugwa la ngamafoni la ngezimali. Ngibona i-21 years mina ngibona iqondile. Njalo thina obaba asiqinise abantwana abangabafana, ngokomama bayenza sifile umsebenzi, kodwa thina kukalutshwane ukuthola abazali sifile bemele umntwana ongumfana kumbe umalume umntwana engaze woneka kusabikelwana ukuthi alaywe ngabanye abantu ukuze esabe. Sokuphunguyekelwa nje ukuthi izindaba zangakwani zaziwe ngabanye abantu bengxenye. So esikucelayo kunye ukuthi isizwe kasine ngenyawo, silaye abantwana abangamafana abayibo abezenzo zomthelezi. Ngiyabonga.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu, kodwa sicela ubambe, sizathatha ke ikhefu kancane. Sathi siphendu kwasiqediselayo khonapho kungakanjani. So I've asked him to stay for just a while because we're taking a break right now.
Of course, unfortunately for our radio listeners, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. And of course, our guests, Ms. Shelley Matundu Kapuyanyika and Honorable Priscilla Misai Rambu Mshonga, please do stay on the line. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned, Zimbabwe.